Did what?
Today. You climbed it yesterday. Uh-huh.
And I have.
Today you have to climb it again.
Okay. But what about the
plural and string?
If a little child wants to hide behind the sofa from somebody, you'd say that he might have to do this. He might have to what?
Squat.
Okay. And what would he say when he jumped up to scare somebody? What would he say at the same time he jumped up trying to scare me? Say boo?
I like to say boo, but it's been so long since my youngest was children.
Have you ever heard somebody say pee-pie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We played that. Mm-hmm. Way back.
And when a little child, right before he goes to bed, he goes over beside his bed to pray, and he does what? He doesn't stand up.
Get on his knee.
Kneels down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about, you might say, well, I'm feeling pretty tired. I think I'll go over to the bed and do what? I'm tired. I think I'll go.
Go to bed.
Or lie down?
Yeah.
Okay. And you might say, well, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
He lied down all day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call these things sometimes when you go to sleep? Do you see them? See things when you're sleeping? What do you call those? Talk about something that you see in your sleep.
Dream.
Uh-huh. You might say, I dream when I go to sleep. Or last night I did what? Tonight I dream. Uh-huh.
I don't do much dreaming, period. That's the reason it made it so hard for me to answer that.
Mm-hmm. You might say, well, I was dreaming about something, but all of a sudden I did what?
Woke up.
What do you call it when you bring down your foot real hard on the floor? You say you did what?
Stomp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a man meets a girl at a dance and he'd like to, after it's over, see her home, he might say, may I... What?
Come in.
Or may I take you home or
something like
that? Okay. What about if a person has his car stuck in the mud, he might have to tie a rope onto the end of it and do what?
Pull it out.
Mm-hmm. Or if his car is stalled in the street, he might have to ask another person to give him a
push.
Okay. What about if a man was carrying a real heavy suitcase for a long distance, instead of just saying, I carried it, he might say, I what?
Toted
it.
Oh, we got that bad language for you. We didn't care. I didn't even, after I come back from college, I didn't keep up none of that. I got it now. I got right back with my brothers and sisters.
If you're in the kitchen fixing something, and if a little child's in there, you might say, well, now that stove is very hot, so...
Be careful.
Or don't you touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If there's a, let's say, a knife on that table in there and you want it, you might tell me to go...
Bring me that knife.
What do you call this thing, you know, when children are playing games in the yard, they might be playing, oh, I don't know, hide and seek or something like that. What do you call that place that they can run to where they'll be safe?
Oh.
Or if they're playing tag or something like that, they run to this place and be safe. Do you know what they call that?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard it called the goal?
Oh, yeah, the goal. Mm-hmm. G-O-A-L.
Mm-hmm.